Ho, ho, ho. And what do you want Santa to bring you for Christmas?
It's the Power Pop Show's best of 2014. You're in.
Cassette. sets to get the maximum headroom. Gravity ravaging my old illusions, bringing me back down to earth where it all went wrong. So wrong, and it's a long way back. I feel like rolling home. It's a long way back to innocence. I know it's been such a long, long time. I need to get it back. It's gonna be a long, hard climb, but somewhere in my mind something stirs wide-eyed and open, and my heart's still filled with hope, and nothing's ever
It is the Power Pop Show's Best of 2014 year-end countdown here on KSCU and AndHow.fm. They're at number 9. Great local band here in the Bay Area, the Paul and John. They are a new duo that formed this year. John Moorman of Orange Peel's fame and Paul Myers, another great established musician who also happens to be comedian Mike Myers' brother. Anyway, they've teamed up as the Paul and John. They put out their debut record middle of this year called Inner Sunset. Got lots of play on the Power Pop Show, and with good reason, because there's a lot of fine tracks on it, including that one called Long Way Back. The Paul and John there with Inner Sunset, number 9 on the year-end countdown best of list. Number 10, we had Weezer. Weezer was back with a great new record this fall called Everything Will Be All Right in the End. And the track I played was Eulogy for a Rock Band. Kind of cool to see Weezer back. They a little more no-nonsense to their sound, kind of going back to their original straight-up heavy guitar rock stuff. You know, no frills, no big beats or anything that they kind of splashed on some of their earlier records of recent years. So, but a good record, good straight-up heavy rock record. They got Rick Ocasek back in the production side of things. So digging the new Weezer. They made number 10 on the list. Number 11, we had OK Go. Their new record, Hungry Ghosts, was definitely worthy of being on the list this year. Number 12, we had Spoon, which I mentioned. We've gone through the list, and we're well into the second half of the show, and I am counting down to number 1. Be sure to check out the podcast and list of the best of here. I will have it up this weekend. If you tuned in late or missed any of the show, you can check out the full 2-hour podcast, and I am counting down my favorite records of the year. So we're up to number 8 on the list. Got another local band at that spot. They are San Francisco's The Well Wishers. They've been around since about 2003, I believe. Their 7th, count them, 7th full-length record came out this fall. It's called A Shattering Sky. And this is the kickoff track from it. Number 8 on the year-end countdown. It's The Well Wishers on the Power Pop Show. There you go, everybody. One of the godfathers of punk rock and noise rock, Mr. Bob Mould. They're coming in at number 7 on the Power Pop Show's Best of 2014 Countdown. His latest record, Beauty and Ruin, is a good one. In general, I think I'm digging this his latest record better than the Silver Age, which came out a couple years ago. It's a little more consistent, a little more melodic, a little more tightly put together. So as such, it deserves pretty high spot on the list. The War is one of the many fine tracks on the new Bob Mould record, Beauty and Ruin, at number 7 on the list. Number 8, we had a local band here in San Francisco, the Well-Wishers, with their new album, A Shattering Sky, which came out this past October. Vincennes was the track I played for you there, the kickoff track from that new record. And it is about 25 past the hour, filling up the bulk of the show here with the year-end countdown list. And already up to number 6. Got 6 more tracks to get to. I'm going to spread it out as evenly as I can here toward the end of the show. Maybe if I have some extra time, I'll try to find my least favorite record of the year and maybe play 3 seconds of it. Or I'll find an honorable mention that should be on the list but didn't make the top 25. We'll figure something out. We'll go with the flow. So number 6. Number 6 is another record that's not exactly in the power pop vein. In fact, this artist rarely does much that would be considered power pop. But he's a very fine artist, and he does a lot of cool songs, despite some of the hype surrounding him. Beck was back this year with a very mellow, very kind of introspective, rainy day kind of record. But I really enjoyed a lot of the tracks on it. One of my heroes, Jason Faulkner, did some contributions and has played live with Beck over the years. So that in itself is enough to get my head turning a little bit. So yes, Morning Phase is the record from Beck. And I'm trying to pull up the track here. I will multitask while that happens. I guess this came out sometime in the spring, I think. Sort of in the early part of the year. Here's the lead single from it, Blue Moon. This is back at number 6 on the list.
Oh, inside your eyes.
One of these days, I got to ask that band, who exactly is Walter White? It's the Power Pop Show's Best of 2014. Number five right there out of Detroit Rock City, The Legal Matters. Great new band, power trio comprised of various pop guys who've been on the scene in Detroit for a while. Chris Richards of Chris Richards and the Subtractions, and Keith Klangensmith. It was in a band with Chris called the Phenomenal Cats. They got that band together with singer-songwriter and producer Andy Reid. They formed themselves as The Legal Matters and recorded that record earlier in the year, put it out, I think, in the spring or so, and quickly got the attention of Power Pop aficionados because it is a mighty fine, mighty melodic record, and it makes number five on the list, the Power Pop Show's Best of 2014. Legend of Walter Wright, the track there from The Legal Matters, self-titled record. Great album worth checking out. If you're not familiar with them, you should make yourself familiar, and hopefully we'll see more stuff from them in the future. Number six, we had Beck on the list. And not quite as power pop-ish record, but one that got my attention and lots of textures and layering and great songwriting. Lots of moodiness and sort of ethereal textures and stuff. I really dig the Morning Phase record from Beck, which came out earlier in the year. Blue Moon was the track, which was also the lead single from that record. We have Bob Mould at number seven with his Beauty and Ruin album. The Well-Wishers at number eight. I've gone getting through the list here. It's about half past the hour. We're smack in the middle of the second half of the show, and I'm counting down my favorite records of the year as this is the last official Power Pop show of 2014. Be sure to check out the Facebook page for the podcast of today's show, along with the actual playlist and top records of the year. Again, that'll be up this weekend at facebook.com/powerpopshow. So we're up to number four already, and we're definitely going to get through the list in the show here. Another record that sort of came out of left field earlier in the year. This is a band I was sort of peripherally familiar with, but really, really enjoyed their new record. Actually came out pretty early in the year, January release date for it. It is the 2014 release from the Dum Dum Girls. It's a release on Sub Pop called Too True, and a very well-produced, well-put-together record, I think, compared to some of their earlier stuff, and a bunch of cool songs on it. Great vocals, great instrumentation. Just a record that I wasn't expecting to like, but really, really did in a big way. So I'm going to play a track called Evil Blooms here, a number four on the list from their record Too True. This is the Dum Dum Girls.
Oh, she loves him too.
There you go, one of the all-time favorites of the Power Pop Show. Coming in number three on the year-end countdown list, Sloan. Their new record, Commonwealth, was a great release this fall, and it quickly shot into my best albums list and took a little bit of warming up to. Sort of a mishmash of stuff. It was a record that each of the four members kind of did a set of songs of their own and kind of group them together on a single record. And it kind of works. It kind of doesn't work in certain ways. But there are so many good tracks on it that, you know, it outweighs any downside to that record. And it's one of the better records that Sloan has done in the last several years. At least I prefer it more than at least their last three records that I can think of. So a pretty cool return to form. That's one of the best tracks on there. Carried Away was the song from Sloan's Commonwealth album, number three on the list, and a band I always hold in high esteem and have the bar set pretty high for their stuff. So while it's not the best Sloan record ever, it's good enough to make number three on my best of 2014. So how's that? Number four on the list, we had the Dum Dum Girls, their record Too True. Great, great record on Sub Pop that came out early in the year. Evil Blooms was the name of the track. Here we are. We got two more to go and about 15 minutes left on the show. Maybe I'll finish up the number one spot with a couple of tracks, maybe three. Who knows? We'll see. But anyway, we're at number two. This record's been in heavy rotation on the Power Pop Show for the last several months. It came out earlier in the fall. Very anticipated release. Lots of publicity around it. And it is by far one of this band's better records. I might even go so far as to say it's their best record, but they got a lot of good songs and a lot of good records under their belt. New Pornographers came out with the record Brill Bruisers in September, and it quickly caught my attention. So many good songs on it. I try to mix it up throughout the show each week, and I started off playing the title track, which was the single released in advance of the album. So I'm going to play it for you now. The title track from the new Pornographer's new album, Brill Bruisers, number 2 on the Power Pop Show's Best of 2014. Here they are.
Oh, bye, 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 bye. And the
There you go, a twofer from the number two album on my spot of the year-end Best of 2014 Countdown. The New Pornographers, two tracks there from their great new record, Brill Bruisers. We had the title track before that, and then that track right there, Champions of Red Wine. So many good songs on that new record, definitely deserving of the number two spot there. And, yeah, coming in number three, I mentioned we had Sloan before that, their record Commonwealth. Another deserving spot on the year-end list. So here we are. It's about 10 minutes shy of the top of the hour. We're at the number one spot. My favorite power pop record of 2014. I might just squeeze another couple of tracks out of this one before we get to the top of the hour just to really highlight how excellent of a record it was. So if you listen to this show with any kind of regularity, I'm sure you've heard me play this band. I probably played them every week for the better part of 3 months. Their record came out kind of in the middle of the year. And I have to give a shout-out to Paul Collins, who I played earlier in the list. He had posted a Facebook post before this record came out. He had gotten wind of it, and it got my attention. The band is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They are called the Sugar Stems. Their record, Only Come Out at Night, is a certified power pop gem. Tons of great sing-along tracks. I think just about every song on the record is pretty awesome. So that's an indication. When you like every song on the record, it probably goes in your top spot, or at least pretty darn close to it. So number one on the Power Pop Show's Best of 2014, this is the Sugar Stems, Only Come Out at Night. Here's the title track from it. Dig it. There you go. That is number one on the Power Pop Show's Best of 2014. Whoa, that song is kicking in again. I didn't mean for that to happen. Another twofer there from my number one choice, Best Album of the Year, Milwaukee, Wisconsin's The Sugar Stems, a newish band. I think that they got a couple records out. This might be their second or third, and I'm a little late to their game, but really, really enjoy their new record called Only Come Out at Night. We heard the title track from it right out of the countdown. And the second track I played for you there was another fine song called The One. And I'm just going to finish up today's show since we've got about 5 minutes left with another track from The Sugar Stems. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed the countdown. Please, if you tuned in late, you missed any of it, you want to share the love, tell your friends and whatnot. I will have the full podcast of the top 25 that I counted down today, along with the list. It'll be up at the Power Pop Show Facebook page at facebook.com/Power Pop Show. Check it out this weekend. And I will be back in 2015 live every Friday, 5 to 7 here on KSCU Santa Clara. And we also rebroadcast on andhow.fm twice weekly, I believe. So kudos to that. And everyone have a great holiday and New Year's, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, whatever your predilection is. I hope you enjoy it. And as I said, I'm going to leave you with another track from my number one record of the year, the Sugar Stems. This track's called Baby Teeth. See you next year. Have a good one, everybody. It's the Power Pop Show signing off.